Hi there. The word for you today is on praise in the early stages. In Ezra 3 verse 11 we read they praised God because the foundation was laid. Let me read that to you again, but a fuller version. Ezra 3 verse 10 and 11, when the builders completed the foundation of the Lord's temple, all the people gave a great shout, praising the Lord. So here's the question. Why would you praise God in the early stages of something, before it's complete? Well, let me give you three reasons. Number one, because praise is an act of faith. It literally says, Lord, what you start, you finish. Thank you for giving me your plan, because your plan always prevails. Some folks think I won't succeed, but with you on my side, I'll succeed anyway. And I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing it for you, Lord, and with you, Lord. Number two, because praise strengthens you. In Nehemiah 8 and verse 10, we have the familiar words, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You think about that. If you lose your joy, you lose your strength. And if you lose your strength, you lose your power to overcome the enemy. And if you lose your power to overcome the enemy, you're defeated. The job never gets done. But if you praise God, even when all you have around you is just a small beginning, something happens, His joy will energize you, and you'll find it easier to complete the task. Look, if you only praise God when things are easier going right, you won't praise Him much, and you won't have joy, and hence, you won't have strength. See how it works? And number three, because praise changes your environment. Imagine wheelbarrows, cement mixers, a partially built wall, and in the midst of it all, people singing and shouting the praises of God. What a scene. You know, that's what happens when you put on a praise CD or tune in a Christian station. Your problems don't necessarily change, but your outlook does. Simply stated, when you praise God in the early stages, you work better and the job gets done.